Sean Manaea joins us on Sports Byline. Young lefty for the Oakland A's going into his second major league season after a successful rookie season. And he came from a Samoan-American family, and he grew up in a small town in Indiana, and he played his college ball at Indiana State, and he was drafted by the Royals, who then traded him in 2015 to the Oakland A's, and he made his major league debut in April of 2016. Sean, first of all, describe Wanata, Indiana to me.
Well, it's completely different than the Bay Area. And if you can imagine just a sea of corn, that's pretty much about it. It's about, I don't know the square mileage, but it's right around 1,000 people that live in the little town. And really all we have is a stoplight, then a Burger King, Subway, and Dairy Queen. And that's pretty much the biggest attraction in Wanata. So, yeah, it's a really small town, but, I'm really, proud of where I grew up and, I couldn't imagine any other way.
I know what you're talking about because my formative teenager years I spent in Rantoul, Illinois, which was a little small town like that. My dad was at the Air Force Base at that place, and it was the same way. I mean, we went to the drive-through. That was a big thing on Friday night. What did kids do in that town for fun?
Well, the next closest town is called Valparaiso. I'm sure.
Sure.
There's a lot of people that know that city, but. It's only 5 minutes away from where we live. And when we finally got cars, the most fun thing to do when I was like 16, 17, 18 was go to Walmart and just around. I don't even know why we would do that. There's also Steak and Shake. It was, for some reason, that was just the place to hang out. And I don't know. Thinking back about it is, pretty funny, hanging out at a Walmart. But, that's what we did for fun. And, I don't know. It was pretty cool.
The one thing that I remember about Rantoul, Illinois, is that all the high school kids had a job, and it was called detasseling corn. Now, you probably know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? Where you go through and the hybrid corn, and they detassel about six rows, and the other two rows, which were, the pollinating rows, they, that was our summer job when I was there.
Yeah, I did that one summer, and that was pretty tough. The first couple of weeks, I was terrible at it, but towards the end of the summer, it was it was pretty easy. But yeah, walking 2 mile long cornfields, that's something.
Your baseball career to this point is very interesting because you were not a big guy. I mean, big as far as weight goes. You didn't like to lift weights, didn't know anything about that, and yet you were drawn to baseball. What was it about baseball that drew you?
Well, it was the first sport my parents introduced me to when I was, around 5 or 6 years old, and the coach that I had, he was a really, really good guy, Tim Goose, and, he, helped me find my love for baseball, and, he was just such a good guy to me, and, he led me in the right direction, and just watch it. He took me and my other teammates at that age to our first game, which was a Cubs White Sox game. And it was, it was a blast. And, from then on, it was, watching YouTube videos on baseball players, watching baseball on Sundays on TBS and watching the Braves and, the Cubs and, every other team that I could, try to watch. And it was pretty crazy that I'm from that such a small town. It was crazy how things work out.
Another thing too, as you were trying to find yourself as far as what position to play in baseball, you played out in the outfield, and there was a story about you being in left field at the end of a game in Atlanta. You got to share that with the fans.
Yeah, that was at a perfect game tournament in Marietta, and we were playing, I don't know if it was the East Coast Braves or I forget what team it was, but yeah, I was playing left field and there was a ball thrown at me, and I tried to, the guy tagged up from second and was going to third, and I overthrew the cutoff man by a wide margin, like 50 feet or something like that, and I just stood up in left field with my hands over my head and just like turned around because I was like so embarrassed. And it was safe to say that's the last time I played left field, at least for that team, and pretty much the rest of my career. So, yeah, that was kind of embarrassing, but, funny at the same time.
I can assume that when you watched Bull Durham, you kind of, closed your eyes because you saw a lot of yourself.
Yes, for sure.
You moved along, and, of course, you have a great fastball up around 97 miles an hour. And when you got into the major leagues for the very first time, that debut in April of 2016, tell me what that day was like and what it was like to walk onto a field in the major leagues and to have a crowd there watching you and everything, because there's nothing really that really prepares you for something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was it was incredible when I first got the call from my manager in AAA. I was at a loss for words, and from that point until when I took the mound, it was just a whole whirlwind of emotions, and it was a lot of excitement, a lot of nervousness. What trying to go through your head, like what possibilities could happen in this game, and what people are going to think, what your teammates are going to do, and just a whole bunch of different thoughts going through your head. But when I finally ran out of the dugout and took the mound, everything just kind of just stopped. And I remember Voter and I were were talking after the game, and he was like, "Yeah, I saw you turn around, soak everything in," and he was like, "That's you only get that one moment once in your life," and he said, "Yeah, that was a pretty cool moment." So. And then after the game, I remember, talking to my, friends and family that came out, and they were, talking about my mom, how she watched me walk out, and, she, was crying a little bit, and it was, such a surreal moment, much to, help me get to this point. And, it's been a long road, but, it's all been worth it. And, I just can't even, explain how awesome that moment was, and it was it's something I'll never forget.
Now that you're going into your second year in the major leagues, what's the biggest lesson you learned from year number one?
Just not to think too much about things. That was something I've kind of always been doing, especially it's always been how can I, improve, what, just constantly thinking of ways to, get better, or, something like that. And, sometimes that's just, not the way to go. Sometimes you just need to forget about everything and just, go with the flow. And that's what happened, first, month, when I was up in Oakland is, I had a bad start. What did I do wrong instead of focusing on things I did right? Tweak everything, tweak every little thing, try to tweak, the big things, and, try to overhaul stuff, and, not just be myself and know what I can do. And, once I learned that, and I, had success, and I knew that I could, pitch up in the big league level, things started going a lot better, and everything was just a lot easier, especially on my mind and everything like that. So it was that was probably the biggest lesson I learned. And it's crazy how that works.
We've got about a little bit over a minute left, and I'm just wondering, the one thing that I have known with sports, no matter what the sport might be, Sean, is the fact that there's always going to be that veteran player that will take a rookie underneath their arm and kind of show them the ropes a little bit. Who's that been for you?
I'd definitely say Ryan Madsen. I was in the Royals in 15, and he was one of the only guys that really went out of his way to me and everything. And then when I got to the A's, he was same thing, and he's taught me a lot. He was my locker mate throughout the season, and I got to talk to him a lot. So it was, I'd say him and Sonny and Kendall. Being part of the rotation, part of the staff, I constantly talk to those guys. So I'd say, those three guys were, the guys I leaned on most. And, I just can't even, don't thank them enough. It's always, always trying to learn stuff. So, it's not like I'm just going to, stop learning or, just stop asking them questions or anything like that. So it's a team effort, and, you know, I'm glad I have, you know, some really great teammates.
We only got 15 seconds, but have you ever seen a game, A's 21, Diamondbacks 13?
No, I have not. I don't think I'll ever see again either.
Yeah. It was that's for those people listening around the world. That was the score of the A's game against the Diamondbacks at spring training. Hey, thanks a lot, Sean. You're welcome here anytime on Sports Byline. Take care and have a good training camp.
Thank you very much, Ron.
Sean Manaea with us again, lefty for the Oakland A's, going into his second major league season after a successful rookie season. And boy, this guy really throws smoke. He strikes out a lot of batters. We continue with more of you in Sports Byline.